What makes a good marriage? Delmarva Public Radio essay to George Merrill writes that it is a unique blend between two people, always together but also apart.
Marriage is a unique institution. It's all about personalities and just how inscrutable they are. Soon my wife and I will celebrate our 36th anniversary. I've been thinking about marriage. Marriages exalt the humble and humble the exalted. They trouble the calm and calm the troubled. Marriages drive the sane mad, but restore sanity. All this because marriage is a microcosm of our human condition. It highlights humanity's most elusive thread, just how personality configurations promote mutually satisfying relationships. What makes a marriage work? Nobody really knows. I believe marriage is a crapshoot. It's a guess with high hopes, but no substantial idea what we're getting into. Personality types, widely ranging from poet-like to statistician, choose a spouse the same way, intuitively. We act on the basis of a feeling, not on any well-reasoned rationale. I have been married twice. My first marriage ended in acrimony and heartbreak. My children were hurt. It took years for me to finally acknowledge my own pain, much less the pain of my ex. Faulting the spouse for the marriage's failure is common. Blame and anger are usually a defense. What began with such high hopes and grand dreams ended so tragically. It's like a death, but with subsequent ghostly visitations from an ex. Rather to stay angry. It's less painful to be angry than to feel the grinding ache of grief and loss. I have been in this second marriage now 36 years, and it has worked. I mean by that, real love survived the initial excitement of an intimate relationship as the real differences in personality and temperament emerged. I keep wondering just what makes for a mutually enhancing marriage. Is it to be schooled in the psychology of marriage and human relationships? I doubt it. Among colleagues I know who are marriage counselors, one was married 3 times with some short-term relationships in the interim, and the other is in his 4th marriage, maybe. They both have huge counseling practices. Those who can do, those who can't teach, or in this case, become marriage counselors. Or is the message here that we must have lots of practice, hands-on in a matter of speaking, to finally get a marriage right? I'm not convinced. Serial monogamy can be a way of life in itself. At the core of durable marriages and partnerships is our need to be together, to know someone is there for us. I know this for certain. There is a primal fear of being alone in all of us. We need and want others. As much as ants, bees, and geese, we are social creatures. With the advent of birth control, marriages have become much more complicated alliances than just being fruitful and multiplying. Even God was convinced Adam shouldn't be alone. God actually tried matchmaking. The problem was that God offered Adam only animals for soulmates. Adam would have none of it. God finally made Eve. It was a great match for a while, and like so many marriages, things got out of control and went bad. Strictly speaking, Adam and Eve weren't married. They lived together, but were confronted with the same challenges that any committed partnerships demand. Marriages are indeed unique alliances. When they work well, and they are a blessing. George Merrill on the Shore.